ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावतीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। We are in the last chapter of part A of Vedanta Treatise. In that, we have to start this topic, consummation of life. Now, in the previous topic, in the end, we were talking about the example of iron rod, wooden piece, and magnet. Iron rod was compared to the body, mind, and intellect of the human personality. Wooden piece was compared to the Atma. Magnet was compared to the world. When you take the iron rod to the magnet, it will get attracted. If you take the wooden piece to the magnet, it will not get attracted. If you join the wooden piece and the iron rod, you tie them up together, take the combination to the magnet, it will get attracted. Even though the combination seems to be attracted, the wooden piece in the combination is actually not attractive. So what he wants to say is, we are like that combination of iron rod and wooden piece, which is the body, mind, intellect and the Atma. Every one of us are nothing but the combination of spirit and matter. Spirit is Atma, matter is body, mind, intellect. So we are BMI plus self or Atma in Sanskrit. So we are BMI plus yes. That is Shweta in one form, in another form Puja, another form Sandhya, another form Lakshmi Narayan. Now, each one of us have a choice to identify with the yes or with BMI. BMI will get affected by the world. The Atma, the self, will not get affected by the world. So, since we are a combination, we have a choice to either identify with the body, mind, intellect or with the self. To the extent we identify with the self, to that extent the world cannot disturb us. World cannot affect us, world cannot bind us. To the extent we identify with body, mind, intellect, we will suffer. Because world will affect the body, mind and intellect. Heat and cold of the world will affect the body. Joy and sorrow will affect the mind. Honor and dishonor will affect the intellect. Heat and cold cannot affect the Atma. Joy and sorrow cannot affect the Atma. Honor and dishonor cannot affect the Atma. So, where is your attention? You have to shift your attention from the world, from the body, mind, intellect, to Atma. That is the whole idea. That is what he is talking about in this role of religion. After having studied all this for so many months and years now, we should, to some extent, identify with body, mind, with Atma. Okay, fine, we may not be in that level where we are 24/7, 365 days, only thinking about Atma. But our attention should be upon the self. Even though in the beginning it may be upon the body, mind, intellect, we should shift it. So, in other words, temporarily we may feel that we are getting affected, but quickly we bounce back and say, forget it. Yeah. From the point of view of Atma, all this is bakwas. Quickly, you know, it's like, how did I fall, man? How did I fall into my body, mind, intellect level? See, all of us, like for example, even in this class, we can say that, you know, in this case, I think all of you are from Rajasthan, I think. So, all three of you are from Rajasthan, no? Puja is also from Rajasthan or UP?
I'm from Jalandhar, actually. My parents are. Punjabi, but I'm married to Rajasthan.
Rajasthan. Okay. So you can say that I'm from Jalandhar, I'm from Rajasthan. All that, or you can say I'm a Rajasthani, I'm a Punjabi, I am a Tamilian, I'm a Telugu speaking person. Or you can say that we are Indians. Or we can say that we are all Vedantins. I'm a North Indian or a South Indian. Or I can say I'm an Indian. In India, both the North and South dissolves. All the differences dissolve. So, the choice is with us to have a narrow identification or have a broader identification. If we have knowledge, we'll identify with the broader circle. If we are ignorant, we'll identify with narrow circle, small circle. Vedanta religion wants to open up our personality, not live in our own cocoon. We become very comfortable. Last 2 days I was traveling within Tamil Nadu. Before that I was in Karnataka for 3 days, Bengaluru. I went to Coimbatore. In certain places I saw, you know, the community name. From, like, it's like this. In Rajasthan, that particular place, the Jaipur, let's say. So first Jaipur comes. Then their particular community ka naam comes. Then comes Rajasthan. Then comes their particular caste. Like that, each one has their own community name. You know, it's interesting. And each of them have their own, Sangam. Sangam means a group. And there is everybody paying some money to be part of that group. And that group brings out calendar, diary, and they keep talking about what's happening in their community. So if you see, you are not going to forget your community. You will remember your community, but your identification will be with the broader circle. Then there won't be any differences. And the differences is what brings all the, difficulties in us. Sorrow, depression. So the smaller the I, the greater the affectation. The broader the I, the lesser the affectation. So we need to use this knowledge and start identifying with the higher self. And when you really understand all this, you will not blame the world. You will not blame the magnet. Who asks you to identify with the iron piece? While you can identify with the wooden piece, you identified with the iron piece, therefore the magnet is affecting you. So world is incapable of affecting you if you identify with Atma. World will affect you if you identify with body, mind, intellect. So every time you get affected, what you should tell yourself is, my attention is upon smaller circle. Whether it is upon the body, or it is upon the mind, or it is upon the intellect. See, while we need to keep our body healthy, you know, it is extremely important that we put an effort to keep our body healthy. That is one thing. The other thing that I see nowadays is how much protein you are taking. From the morning till night, we are talking about protein. And this is the harmful thing. That is the thing. B12, vitamin D, it's like 24/7, 365 days, you are thinking only about body. Now, there is something called GPS that's come on in Pune and all. You know. So, something or the other, the corona, Of course, we need to take care. But the more you identify with your body, you suffer a lot. Do you understand that there was a force that took care of me when I was in my mother's womb? My mother only had whatever she could have. Whatever she was told is good for her and the baby, she had. But she did not go inside her body and make sure that it reaches me in the uterus, inside the uterus, right? Now, similarly, there is some force. Have faith in that. You know, then you will not be careless. You will be as careful as possible. But see, the way we treat the nature and everything is so pathetic. So pathetic. I told you, I was in Coimbatore, Erode and all that yesterday and day before. So they took me to the place where Kaveri flows, Kaveri River. In one particular place, all the colored waste from the clothes manufacturing units, you know, getting mixed with Kaveri. And the water is so dirty there. And that is the water that is flowing. And that is the water that is used for irrigation. Okay. So, how much ever you filter it and use, some residual effect will be there in the food that you eat, because it's going to come from the fruits and vegetables that you eat. And let's say if you say, I'll eat the fish. The fish is also growing there only. And you'll be consuming the chemical. For our profit, for our slightly better living, instead of queen size bed, you may have king size bed. By doing all this. Whether you will get sleep on it, I don't know. But you will get all this. So it's all because of narrow identification. Who cares about Kaveri? Who cares about Ganga? Who cares about Yamuna? You understand? We have destroyed everything because of our identification with the smaller eye. And then we say, hey, this disease, that disease. And then healthcare. Today, healthcare. America, they used to say, now it's in India also, same thing. One serious illness, you will file bankruptcy. I know one family, they told me in Chennai, during Corona, a very middle class family, retired family, husband retired, wife was a homemaker. Their little pension they're getting and surviving. Corona problem happened and they got admitted. 75 lakhs bill. 75 lakhs. With their insurance or whatever, they could pay little. So they sold their property. One illness will file bankruptcy. Situation is like that now. All what, if you see, end of the day, if you go to the root, identifying with smaller eye. All because of that. So, I, who this I is, that's what religion talks about. And the more you know about the I, the real I, everything flourishes. Your wealth flourishes, your health flourishes, your mental health flourishes, harmony around flourishes, success, productivity, everything flourishes. The more you identify with the greater I. So, that is the role of religion. Religion is not just meant for some kind of a mysterious experience. A lot of people, you know, they use religion. They think there is some kind of mysterious experience they have to get. If I do this particular sadhana, some mysterious thing will happen. See, remember, any experience, however mystical it may be, it is at the subtle body level. It is not spiritual. Because if you are experiencing it, means it's happening at the subtle body level. It's happening at the mind level. Anything happening at the mind level, it's not spiritual. Spirit is beyond mind. Do you get this? So therefore, we have to be careful. not to get involved in the so-called spiritual experiences also. Spiritual experience is not spiritual. Please understand. Because when you think spiritual means beyond body, mind, intellect. Therefore, he says, you know, you must identify with Atma. You should raise your attention from the body to the mind, to the intellect, to the Atma. As you think, so shall you become. As you think, so shall you become. Consummation of life. Next topic, please.
Consummation of life. The self is one in all living beings. There is no difference between a saint and a sinner as far as the self is concerned. The self is in the saint is the self in the sinner. Yet, their personalities are of opposite natures. In fact, humanity comprises a variety of countless personalities. No two persons are the same. The heterogeneity is brought about by the differences in their material equipment. Their bodies, minds, and intellects differ. The one self in different equipment manifests as different beings. Just as electricity being one expresses differently in the variety of electrical gadgets. Even of opposite natures, like heat in a heater, cold in a cooler.
So all he's saying in this is, the self is neither sinner nor a virtuous personality. Self is the same in all living beings. It is the same in the so-called saint. It is the same in the so-called sinner. So strictly speaking, to call somebody a sinner is the greatest sin. Because when you call somebody a sinner, you are identifying with the qualities that belong to the mind. You are identifying with that person's mind because your attention is also upon your mind. See, always remember this. If you are all the time thinking about money, you will be interested in how much money I have. If you are all the time thinking about knowledge, you will be interested in how much knowledge I have. If you are all the time thinking about power, you will be interested in how much power you have, other person has. When you know, somebody asked Osho, now I'm not getting into Osho's discussion about Osho, I'm just giving this as an example. They talked about the 90 or 99 Rolls Royces that he had. So a guy is asking a question. Osho, you are having more than 90 Rolls Royce. How am I to understand that you are spiritual with 90 Rolls Royces? For which Osho gives a nice and interesting answer. He says, I have given so many lectures which have been brought out as books. You never talk about it. Right? The books that has come out from Osho's lectures is probably is in thousands, not in 90s or 100s, probably thousands. There are different topics which he has addressed for so many years, and he has never written any book. All his books that you see in the market are all his lectures. You understand? So he said, so many lectures I have given, it has come out as so many books, you don't ask question about it. You are asking about my Rolls Royce. That means your mind is on Rolls Royce. My mind is not on Rolls Royce. And it's a perfect answer. I don't know whether his mind is on Rolls Royce or not. Only he knows. He says it is not. So I accept on that. I don't have any reason to doubt. But what I am saying is, it is true. It is very true. If our identification is with the material, we will look at the other person from that angle. If you have love, it's impossible that you will see the other person as an object. If you have lust, you will only see the other person as an object. Yes, Sadhana, you heard something?
Guruji, I had a question.
Yes, please.
If your mind is not on, like, say, I mean, just because we're talking about the Rolls Royce, if his mind is not on the Rolls Royce, then why does he have 99 Rolls Royce?
It can be for any reason, many reasons.
What could be any reason if you
don't
want it?
You have to ask him. If you ask me, I can come up with few reasons.
No.
If supposing I want, I don't know whether Osho is doing that. I'm just giving one example.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, forget Osho.
You're asking me, no, so let me answer. Straight away, what comes to my head, I'll just answer. Everybody in this world, they are thinking that Vedanta is meant only for the poor people or the retired people. You know, Vedanta is not associated with success. It's not. Are you with me? Anybody, Vedanta, okay, 60 ke baat I'll come. 70, 80 ke baat I'll come. I have so many desires. I want to achieve all that. Then I will come to Vedanta. This kind of understanding is there majority of the places. This you agree or not?
Yeah, but let me
go step by step now. Majority of the people's head is what Vedanta is not associated with success. You live your life, do everything, enjoy life, have as many Rolls Royce as you want. Uske baad, you say what is in money and then come to Vedanta. Okay. So they don't think that Vedanta can help you be rich and be spiritual. Okay. So one Swami decided to be a sannyasi, which is called Nivritti Marga. In Vedanta, we have two margas. One is called Nivritti, one is called Pravritti.
Yeah.
King Janaka. King Janaka was also a spiritual person.
Yeah.
Okay. But he lived as king after realization also. And as a king, he might have had, I don't know how many cars, how many those days Rolls Royce, you know, the chariots. Okay. Whereas his guru, Ashtavakra, says, he lived a very simple life. So, you can lead a simple life like, say, Ashtavakra, or you can lead a life like King Janaka, to say that Vedanta, both are Vedantins, and Vedanta can help you to be richer. So, if I want to communicate that, for some reason I think, I want to follow this, and to the world, as a Swami, I can have, and something that I'm not running after, something that is coming to me. For example, you can ask me, why are you also having iPad and iPhone? Both were given to me. You understand? In my case.
No, but you won't have 50 iPhones.
Hey, Baba, listen, who has to decide this? 50 is more or 51 is more? Who decides? Who decides? Which car you are using? Who am I to question that? You can also come to your office in Alto, Maruti Alto. Why are you coming in Mercedes-Benz? You have to end of the day, come from your house to your office, go back to your house, go back to somebody's house. Why are you using Mercedes-Benz or this thing? So, the point is, why a person uses, if the person is using, supposing you are using it to show off, then you are a materialistic person. But if you had some reason or which you are using, you may be spiritual. Car doesn't decide, the number doesn't decide. Please understand this. The number doesn't decide. Who decides this? A Pathan, you know, in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, when I believe I've seen this, some of the old apartment complexes didn't have the lift for, equipments to be carried. That lift only for the people. New apartments will have service lift. You can carry a refrigerator and many things. So the old apartment complexes I've seen, when the new fridge comes, one Pathan or two Pathans will carry for that big refrigerator 10 floors. That fellow should eat 10 parathas. Still it is probably less. If I eat 4, I'll be overeating. So kaun decide karega, jada ko kitna, kam kitna. So, kam jata nahi hai baat. बात क्या है कि वेयर इज योर अटेंशन.
ओके
सो नाउ वेदर ओशोज अटेंशन इज अपॉन कार और नॉट आई डोंट नो. आई एम नॉट ओशोज लॉयर हियर.
नो बट वन
लिसन टू मी, आई एम आंसरिंग स्टिल. माय पॉइंट इज इफ आई हैड लेट्स से 100 रोल्स रॉयस, I should know whether my attention is there on Rolls Royce or on the Atma. Krishna's attention was on Atma, though he had 16,000 wives. Hence, he was called as Nitya Brahmachari. Durvasa's attention was on Atma, though he was constantly eating. Hence, he was called as Nitya Upavasi. Though he was constantly eating, he is called Nitya Upavasi. Because his attention is upon Atma. Though 16,000 wives Krishna had, he is called Nitya Brahmachari because his attention was always on the Atma.
Okay.
So where is your attention that decides whether you are spiritual or material. So now when I go to somebody, okay, now you are all coming to my classes.
Yes.
If my attention is upon the card that you come in, the worth that you are materially, that means I am maybe teaching Bhagavad Gita, but I am a highly materialistic fellow. You understand? There may be another fellow, or one of you maybe, who may be having 4 or 5 cars, big houses in different cities, but your attention is all the time on Bhagavad Gita and think you are more spiritual than. Please understand that. Just because I am wearing white dhoti, and I am not having car, only small car, doesn't mean I am spiritual. There is attention. That's what makes me spiritual. So the point that I am trying to say is, if I go somewhere and my attention, hey, Swami, kyo yaar itna expensive watch pehna? Hey, Swami, ek mehenga gaadi mein aa raha hai? You know? So then, you should understand that your attention is upon material.
Okay. Okay.
And let me tell you one more thing.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, I'm coming. Come. You see, there is a very interesting story. I think I mentioned this in the class. There was a Swami who lived a very simple life. So, lot of people, various devotees, in that city and many other places, they used to come. Every time they come, they spend some time with him, they take his ashirwad. When they are going, he'll say, give me 1 rupee. Give me 1 rupee. Yeah, what is this Swami? Nice Swami, good Swami, but every time he has 1 rupee, there's a 1 rupee there. Now, he is taking 1 rupee, but he's a giver. You are giving 1 rupee, but with cribbingly you are giving. You are a taker. This is some subtle point you have to understand. He is not interested in that 1 rupee. That 1 rupee is where you are attached. That is why that is stopping you.
Yeah.
That is stopping you. You understand?
Yes.
These are all things that we need to cross and go.
Okay.
Money, name, fame, power, position, family, status, everything we have to cross and go. Should not get stuck. So, he wants you to cross that by becoming a giver. So, he's saying, okay, give me 1 rupee. Give. You know, and he, 1 rupee, it's paining for you. And he's saying, money, he's taking money. It's always me to take money. He says, Swami, money. Your attention is on money. He wants to take away your attention from money. So he's doing that. So why a Swami does, we don't know. Who are we to judge that Swami? Let us even assume, I would say, even assume that Swami is not real Swami. How does it matter? If he's saying something and it's useful to you, you follow that. You don't follow the Swami. You don't follow the personality.
Okay.
If a drunkard is telling you.
Yeah.
And he's telling something very, very wise. Matter. You follow that. You don't follow the personality.
Right.
You follow the message.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes. Now I understand.
Yeah.
Yes. So, thank you.
Yeah. Welcome. Attention. Where is the attention? That's what matters. It doesn't matter to remind ourselves of certain things, certain lifestyle, we wear these clothes and all that. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
It really doesn't matter. In fact, you see, Brahma Kumaris, they don't wear jewels. Even in our ashram, if you come, you don't see them wearing jewels. Now, if you go to mandirs, Bhagavan is wearing all kinds of jewels.
Yes.
And there is darshan. If you go to Tirupati Balaji and many other temples, especially South India, North India, I don't know much. These temples, there is different times, they have different puja. There is a time where there is only Tulsi.
Yes.
That is decorating the Bhagwan.
Yes.
You know, Murti. Sometimes it's all jewelry decorated. Sometimes only Tulsi. Bhagwan ka sab kuch same hai bhai. You understand?
Right.
So, everything is spiritual. You have 1,000 cars also, no problem. In fact, if you have the potential, you want to continue being in Pravritti Marga and spread spirituality, you should. You know, see, you are coming to Vedanta.
Yes.
Now, if you use Vedanta and you can kind of increase your business, have increase in 2-3 different places without really getting into too many loans and all that, you start more industries, you can give employment to more people. For that, that is spiritual. Who said it is? So, if for that purpose, if you have to have a different kind of a car, 2-3 cars, drivers, nothing wrong. You should think positively. Unfortunately, you know, we all have a very wrong understanding of spirituality.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, he says that there is nobody sinner, nobody saint. All the sinner saint is with reference to gunas only, na? It's gunas only, you call somebody sinner, somebody saint. In fact, Valmiki was, before becoming Valmiki, he was called Ratnakar. He was a bandit. Then he became spiritual master. That's why they say, don't go to Rishi Moolam, don't go to Nadi Moolam. You go to Nadi Moolam means the source. You may not appreciate that river. You don't go to the source of the Guru, you will not appreciate. Somebody asked Swami Chinmayananda, why is it, Swamiji, that we don't remember our past? He said, that is for your good and my good. What do you mean, Swamiji? He asked, Ray, just in case you remember your past janma. Past means your past janma, he was asking. So just in case you remember your past janma. And in the past janma, I was the one who eloped with your wife. Will you now sit and listen to my class? He said, Swami Chinmayananda. You won't. What kind of, you know, because past, who knows? See, Chinmayananda ji, I forget his name. It's some Nair, his name. What Nair, I forgot. He was from Kerala. He went to Himalayas as an independent journalist to expose fake swamis. Okay. That was the reason he went to Himalayas. To expose fake swamis. There he met so many swamis, but he also met Swami Shivananda, one of the great swamis this country has ever produced, Swami Shivananda. And when he met Swami Shivananda, the purity and the clarity and the service that Swami Shivananda was doing, he completely surrendered to him. And Nair became Shivananda. You understand? So what Rishi Moolam you are talking about? And Chinmayananda ji produced Swami Dayananda and Swami Parthasadhi, our guru. And Swami Dayananda and Swami Parthasadhi produced so many teachers. And Swami Chinmayananda ji himself produced many other teachers. Right? So don't go into the Rishi Moolam. Nobody is a sinner, nobody is a saint. Everybody is spiritual. Atma. Where is the attention? That's all. You understand? So therefore he says, human personality comprises of variety of countless personalities. No two persons are the same from the material point of view. But from the spiritual point of view, all are equal. their bodies, minds, intellects differ. One self in different equipments manifests as different beings. Kshetrajnam chapimam viddhi sarva kshetreshu bharata, says the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. There are too many kshetras, Bharata, but kshetrajna is only one Bharata. Bharata here refers to Arjuna. Kshetrajnam chapimam viddhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. In sarva kshetras, various different kshetras, there is only one kshetrajna. I am that one kshetrajna, Atma, manifesting in different beings. In the good, bad and ugly, in everybody, there is only one Atma. So if the ugly identifies with the Atma, he will become spiritual. The good may not be identifying with Atma. The good may be identifying with the good qualities in the mind and continue being good and never become spiritual at all. The possibility is there. Do you see what I am saying? Ugly, I know, in fact, before coming to Vedanta, I was working for almost 4 years to 5 years. 4 to 5 years I was working in the engineering field. So one of my colleagues, that fellow was an out and out atheist. In Tamil Nadu, we have one group which is propagating atheism. He was an, I don't know what he is now. I've lost touch with him. He was an out and out atheist. And I used to study Vedanta and all that. So we used to hang out together very closely and a lot of discussions we have. But what I saw is that he is more authentic than the so-called religious people who are plastic. He asks deeper questions. The so-called spiritual people or religious people, they don't question. They just mechanically follow. So if you had certain ugly natures that you had picked up, maybe from your society or wherever, you know, but you are a questioning type and you identify, one day you can turn spiritual, like Ratnakar became Valmiki. There are a lot of good fellows, the very goodness becomes their stumbling block. I get up early, I do puja, I do Surya Namaskar, maine har din cows ko kuch daan de raha hun, birds ko daan de raha hun. You know, in every city I'm seeing, even in Delhi, Bombay of course it was there, Delhi also, no, Chennai also, in Marina Beach. Oh my God, all these fellows, they believe that they have to feed the birds, the pigeons, whatever birds. Thousands and thousands of pigeons in that place, and it is destroyed that whole place in the name of religion. Now, it's interesting, without questioning, you follow certain religious things, you may be a good fellow, good goody fellow, but to become spiritual is something else. Another fellow who may be uncouth, talking differently, vulgar, all that, but is, let's say, is authentic and is questioning, is thinking, he may shift. He may shift. It doesn't matter. Goodness is conducive for you to shift, but not necessarily you will shift. So, there are good, bad, ugly types of people based on the gunas, but they may become a stumbling block. But if you make sure that they are not stumbling block and you identify with the Atma, you can move away from tamas, rajas and sattva and become guna atita, the self. So he gives the example of electrical gadgets. In all various electrical gadgets, there is only the same electricity that is passing. The nature of the gadget is different, therefore they express differently. Electricity passes through the heater, it will produce heat. It passes through the cooler, it will produce cool air. But electricity passing is same. The nature is different. So don't go by the nature. That's what he's saying. Don't go by the nature. Continue.
Your focus of attention is ever upon your body, mind and intellect, your perception and action, emotion and thought. Thereby, you experience heterogeneity, diversity in the world. That causes friction, frustration. People become adversaries to combat with. Your mind remains agitated. To find harmony, therefore, you shift your focus of attention to the self, the spiritual core of being. You will recognize a homogeneity everywhere. Your mind turns peaceful and happy.
What I was explaining to you, if you add differences in your mind, you will see the differences outside.
Mm-hmm.
If you have unity in your mind, you will see unity everywhere. That's all. Simple. So if you identify with the body, mind, intellect, there will be disharmony within and without. If you identify with Atma within, there will be harmony within and without. That's all we say. Continue.
In the past, palaces in India had rooms with mirrors all over in their inner walls. The decorated king was wont to look at himself before his appearance in public. He would view his reflections to ensure that his decoration was proper. Once the palace dog entered the mirror room, he saw so many dogs all around. Bewildered and terrified, it barked at them, scampered about, pounced at them. So did those dogs. Thus jumping, barking and biting, the poor animal collapsed on the floor. This has been the sad plight of human beings. In your ignorance, you see the beings of the world as different, opposed to you. You develop animosity, bitterness, hatred towards the world, and suffer mental strain and stress. You must therefore learn to recognize your own self reflected everywhere, as the king saw himself in his reflection, the self that enlivened your material equipment is the same that enlivens all other beings. Thus do you develop an attitude of friendship, harmony and love towards the world at large, a feeling of oneness with all beings.
See, this story that he's giving about the palace which had a room fitted with mirrors, dog entering and seeing reflections, thinking that there are too many dogs, kept barking, and heard the sound reverberating, thinking that all the dogs are barking and continued barking and died. The difference is the king knew that all these were reflections while the dog didn't. This is a story Swamiji gives. Now yesterday I told you I was in Coimbatore. I was actually in a forest area, CRPF training camp. So I was there for 2 days. There, they said, one police officer said he has a car which is not white in color, it's a different color. So you can see your own reflection in the car. The painting reflects your image. So the peacocks over there, when they come, his neighbor has a car which is white. They are not able to see their reflection in that car. They don't harm that car. But his car, they see the reflection and they go on poking that car with their beaks and they spoil the car everywhere. They don't realize that it is the reflection. They think there is another animal and they become insecure. The moment otherness is there, insecurity comes. That's it. Insecurity comes. See, this is what happens in relationships also, if you see. When you are getting acquainted with each other as friends, or even as husband and wife, initially you are getting to know each other. You know, when you get to know each other very closely, when the trust starts building, you just be yourself. But suddenly you find one of the partners, the husband or the wife, or one of the friends, says something which is judgmental. So suddenly you say, hey, you see, this oneness is gone there. So now you cannot be yourself. You understand? Because I'm being judged. With friends, now, I mean, many of my friends, they know that during my college friends, especially if you see, I remember in Dubai when I was lecturing, one of my very close friends from the college, he came to Dubai. He said, I'm coming to visit you this evening. I said, come, but I have a class. If you want, you come. That time you can attend my class. After the class, we'll go out for dinner. He came. He came and sat down very quietly, listening to me. First time he's seeing me in these clothes. He's never seen me in these clothes. So after the class, I changed and went with him for dinner. And we were talking about all those things, about college days and all that. So he suddenly said, hey, what are you doing, man? You know. But the thing is, he was not judgmental. Though I'm meeting him after so many years, the closeness is there. He understands. So what I'm trying to say is, that's friendship, that's relationship. The moment you comment, some judgmental thing happens, then you know that oneness is broken there. That oneness is broken thereafter. Suddenly insecurity comes. Then if it keeps growing, then you say, "Arey, I can't live. I can't be here." Now, actually, this is what is happening. Why should we judge anybody? Jesus Christ says, what is that? He says, judge not others, resist not evil. Who are you or me to judge anybody? Who are you or me to judge anybody? Let them live their life. I can have assessment about people. Of course I should have assessment. I'm living in a neighborhood, I should know a little bit about them. But who am I to judge? You understand? So, Jesus Christ beautifully says, judge not others. Because the moment you judge the otherness, oneness gets destroyed in your mind. Once that is gone, everything goes. That's what he's saying. So this is a beautiful story he gives, you know. If you develop oneness within, there will be oneness and harmony around. World is a reflection of your mind. Simply, it is a reflection of your mind. You love, world gives you love. You hate, world gives you hatred. And even if the world is giving hatred, you continue giving love. The hatred the world is giving will slowly turn into love. You should understand how this love, how this law works. If this understanding is there in you, then you don't care what the world gives you now. You continue giving love. You will see that love comes back to you. Continue.
Guruji, I have another question.
Yes, please.
Guruji, what is it, how do you differentiate between judgment and you said, analyze that person?
Yeah, you assess, analyze. But why you judge means you are fixing. Oh my God, these people are like this. That is called judging. You assess, okay, then this neighbor here, they have this nature. They are a little talkative.
Mm.
Or they are not so talkative. But you can't say, they are all very useless people. They don't talk at all. They don't attend their wedding.
No, you don't say they're useless, but you judge. Aren't you judging by saying...
I'm explaining to you. What is judging? Judging means, are these people... speak. You analyze, okay, these people, they are introverts.
Hmm.
They are not extroverts.
Hmm.
Okay. This is assessment. You should know that. They are all introverts, you know. If you talk like that, that means judging. You're putting them down, na?
Okay.
Being
okay.
Introvert. Mm-hmm. Who are you to judge that?
Mm-hmm.
Assessment do not say. You know, I'm living in in your house, you're living with your husband, you better know a little bit about your husband.
Mm.
So that you know, don't unnecessarily do things which is not appreciated unless it's important. You get it? So, that way it's okay. But who are you to judge? So, supposing, see, for example, in our ashram, when Swamiji built the ashram in 1998, I joined the ashram in 92, Alavli, near Lonavala. There are hardly any houses nearby. Few bungalows were there, which were owned by people from Mumbai and all. Very rarely they come. During vacations, they'll come. A little bit noise will be there. Not much. Now, my God, throw behind, you see so many bungalows that's come up. People from Bombay, everywhere. Because they've bought over all the properties in, what is that place? Lonavala and Kandala. They bought everything. So now they've, after Kandala, Lonavala, after Lonavala, Malavli, Karla and all. They've come to Malavli, Karla now. So they bought bungalows. And on Saturdays and Sundays, they come and have loud music going on, dancing until the morning. You assess that, you understand, Baba. Saturday, Sunday, you understand. So, okay, these fellows are like that. Their nature is like that. But who am I to judge them? But who? Hey, Baba, these fellows are living such a lifestyle. What kind of lifestyle are they leading? Bad fellows. Who am I to judge them? That is not judging.
Okay.
I understand that is their nature. No. This is the nature. This fellow likes junk food. This fellow likes junk food. You get, then I'm judging.
Okay.
But if I'm concerned, I'll say, he likes junk food, poor fellow, he eats junk food. One day he will understand that junk food is harmful for him.
Okay.
If in any way I can help him to understand that junk food is harmful, I will do that. I'll never judge him for that. You get it?
Yes, yes. Thank you.
In judging, there is the ego coming. In comparison, ego, all that coming. Assessment? Okay. Yeah, assessing that person for what he or she is. With all the assessment, you should still love the person. You love that person for what he or she is.
Okay.
That is love. You allow the person to be just themselves. See, this world is for everyone, not just for me. What we do is, we want everybody to become Vedantin, but also follow Advaita Vedanta. So, uske liye jo bhi karenge hum, sabko Dvaita se, Vishishta se, Advaita ko convert karo. This is violence.
Okay.
Please understand. Violence. This is coming out of insecurity. When I go to jungle, everybody will be there. There will be nightingale singing, glowworm giving light at night. Let the glowworm be there in the forest, I will also be there. Who am I to... I want to convert all the glowworms to nightingale. Glowworm should stop giving light, should start singing like me. Frustrate the glowworm because the glowworm, I get agitated because glowworm cannot sing. And for the sake of being accepted, glowworm will start singing and you also are comfortable. It is violence. Violence doesn't mean only take a knife and kill somebody. This is worst kind of bad, terrible violence. We do this in our society very often with children, with a spouse, with everybody. We don't allow them to be themselves. Let them be themselves, Baba. No. See, there's a very thin line between being themselves and following likes and dislikes. I'm not saying everybody should follow likes and dislikes. There's a nature. Let them be that.
Your nature becomes what you like.
No. I may have my likes and dislikes. My nature may be introverted. Another person's nature may be extroverted. For example, husband, wife. Husband's nature is, let's say, extroverted. Wife's nature is introverted. She wants to go to sleep by 9:30, 10. This fellow wants to sit down, watch TV, and he'll have dinner only at 12 o'clock, wants to sleep at 2 o'clock, let's say. Why should not say, you're doing this, sleep, she should not say that. Nor should he say, what is this nonsense? You are going on sleeping early. You know, we are all one family. We should sit and spend time together. Once in a while, as a wife, though you are introverted, you understand and give company.
Okay.
Similarly, once in a while, he can do. But each one be yourself.
Okay.
That is different, now. Huh? That's understanding and allowing the persons to be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. Likes and dislikes is, I like to live like this. Suddenly I'll sit on the music loudly because I'm extroverted. Everybody can go to hell, whether you sleep or not, I don't care. I'll sit on loud music. It's not correct. You want to listen to loud music, put a earphone and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's saying anything. You get it?
Right. Value the others.
Yeah, we live together. We are all one. Everybody has a right to live in this world. Animals do have right to live. Plants do have right to live. Everybody has to
live. Right. Right.
Let's conclude here. Please remember this, huh? Where we have stopped. I forget sometimes.
Yeah.
Just, you have to start with the sun above. Yeah? Let's conclude the class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Om Kayena Vacha Manasendriyairva Buddhyatmanava Prakrite Svabhavat Karomi Yadyat Sakalam Parasmai Narayana Yeti Samarpaya.
Hari Om Guruji.
Yeah.